and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
I think my voice cracked during that.
Yeah,
that was great. That was a good one.
Rich!
That's what you get. You were extra fancy this episode, so that makes sense.
I know. He's the general.
I love how, like, Glebnor's like, time to lock you. I'm disappointed daddy too much. And Rich is like, how can I shoot his best friend? Why shoot him?
And lie to his face about it.
Lie to his face about it. It's so funny.
You better hope I don't find out. Or that stank hand isn't getting washed until I touch you.
Yeah, when you guys like sent or like called for Bounce Achilles and Jeff to come back, I was like, oh, that's so fun. I can get them, have them get kidnapped on the way and like put them somewhere here. But
I'm having a hard time believing Bounce Achilles was kidnapped.
Yeah, so I...
He's so swole.
He is wicked swole. I figured the drow have like these like crossbow attacks where if you fail a con save by like more than five, you just go unconscious. So I was like, oh, that's enough of a thing to have happened to a guy. But yeah, I also just like really like Bounce Achilles.
Yeah.
I haven't got to do that voice in a while. So it'd be fun to kind of bring him back.
I don't like this new loosey goosey bleebs.
I know. It is so funny that the second that Theo got laid, he was like, I'm my own man. Just like walking through town, spinning his guns, shooting things wildly. He's like the first one to be like, yeah, make me like a general and I'll trick everyone. Like, he's like so much more ready to be the face. It's so funny.
I have a plan.
Yeah. It really does remind me of like a kid in college who gets laid for the first time and it's like, wait a minute, I'm cool? like changes their entire outlook on everything.
I have to better hope Toluga doesn't notice this clearly a new personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
I have a plan. I'm literally doing all this for a reason, so we'll see.
All right.
Trick shots are for a reason?
Shooting my potential husband?
Lying, yes.
One of my bachelors?
Literally the whole point of what I'm doing is for a whole reason, and we'll get there.
Oh, boy.
Man, I use the, just like the Drider spellcaster.
A lot more health than I thought.
Yeah, I did a lot of health, but like, I only got one round in, and I like,
was blind.
I know. I was blind. So, yeah, they had 100 and I think I bumped it up a little bit. I think I had like 140 health or something total. But yeah, Drider typically has, I think 123 is the average, but I went a little bit higher. But yeah, I had like a 3-hit multi-attack, but I missed all of them except for one of them.
Thank God.
And then I rolled wicked shitty on the damage.
Thank God.
I know.
And a 4 slashing.
Yeah, it was 1d10 plus 3 and I rolled a 1. I was like, wow, that sucks. But I mean,
literally did all the damage I healed back.
Yeah.
So funny.
I rolled lowest possible on the slurp.
Because I was looking at the spells and like none of them really were that great for the moment. They had good. So like a Drider has like pretty interest. The Drider spellcaster has like interesting spells. It's like divination, freedom of movement, dispel magic. But like none of those things. When a bunch of guys are like on your back beating the shit out of you and shooting your face off, like, you know,
dispel fists.
Yeah, there's no spell for that.
Dispel these hands.
The stanky fist is so funny to me for some reason.
You have, dude, like, the visual of him just like rubbing it all over his face.
That's how I imagine it. I'm just like
just brushing his lips. The absolute worst.
Now it's even worse because it's been inside his mouth.
I know. It's also like, I'm picturing it's the same hand that has like the gun and like all the other attachments. So like just like a gun and like the tentacle.
Suction cups.
Just like the worst thing to have on your mouth and eyes. Just the absolute worst.
Amazing.
Yeah, and like I was like, I was telling my girlfriend Devin that I had my plan today. I was like, I'm gonna have a big spider guy. He's making a charcuterie board of all of the corpses. And she was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I don't know. I don't know.
It's for a big
now you get to tell her you had a fishman fist a spider thing.
I'm not gonna tell her, and she don't listen to the show, so I don't have to worry about it.
And then he rubbed the anal secretions on his lips.
Yeah, I think we were a little bit better with being. I mean, last
until
I
you said yank.
Yeah, yank him off.
I didn't say yank him off. I might have said yank him off, but I didn't mean yank him.
Tug him a little.
Yeah, tug him.
No.
I know I'm like constantly plugging NADPOD, which is like another D&D podcast, so much better than this one. So if you do start listening to it, you will not listen to this anymore. So it's should stop.
It's not better.
It is. So they have a new game show that they did for one episode, and I can't stop thinking about it because it's so stupid and I'm so mad that we didn't think of it. It's just called When Did That Come Out? So they go in a circle. They say either like a movie or like a toy or something, and everyone just guesses when it came out. Whoever gets the closest wins, which on its surface, not a very good idea. In practicality, though, oh God, is it good? Because and oh this reminded me because one of them was the Bop It. That was like a thing. And yeah, a lot of them are like 90s stuff, which
Bop It, twist it, bop, yeah. Suck it, yeah. Tug
suck
it,
jerk it, flip it, smack it. Like it's all... Yeah,
I don't think
what
all
kind
those
of
are,
Bop It did yeah. you get?
You guys didn't have Fat Bop It or different Bop It?
Different Bop It.
But one revelation I discovered from that was, you know those, do you guys remember the,
yep,
I think it was like the, it was like Monster something where basically it was so dangerous. You would like heat up plastic on like a hot plate and like pour it into a mold.
Yeah. Creepy yeah. crawlers.
Creepy crawlers.
Oh yeah.
Creepy crawlers. Yeah. And gooey and purple and green.
It was amazing.
The creepiest yeah. little creatures that you've ever seen. I remember the whole fucking commercial.
So they did it and I was like, oh, creepy crawlers. I'm like 93, 94 maybe. It was like 1950 something. They came out with the original version.
It was boys' fucking Easy Bake Oven.
It was, but the original version, it was like molten lead.
Oh like, my
you
God.
You just like melting pewter and huffing fumes in your room while you made a little metal spider. But that really cracked me up. I was thinking about it today. So funny.
Yeah, and then they came out with like the edible version of Creepy Crawlers, yeah. whatever it was.
Yeah, which was literally, it made like gummy bears, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you made like gummy worms, but yeah, like
spiders,
and horrible looking gummy worms.
Yeah, because you're not a professional fucking no. candy smith.
No, no, not at the age of like eight. No,
not now.
Hey, you never know. I could be.
This episode was funny because it was like it felt short, but it's like, you know,
I was looking like, over at the timer. It was 70 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, it takes a certain. It does take like a good amount of time to like get a guy down 100 hit points or so. You know, like yeah. you got to put in the work a little bit.
We also know we're going into a big fight, so we didn't want to blow up.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, honestly, like, the last fight and this fight, I'm really just trying to, like, yank all your resources away. I hate that I said yank.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's on the brain.
Yanking our resources, right?
But you guys are just, like, with all... You notice it's the stealth checks are really fucking me up. Because your guys' stealth is insane.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, by the book. It's not like I'm, like, I can't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, what's your base?
Oh, it's just plus four. So I'm being carried by the
that spell's
pass without so trace.
Yeah, but what's your base stealth? Like 12?
13.
Okay.
Yeah, pass without trace is like one of those spells that is like just so, like it totally changes.
Yeah, so
even if I roll a one,
yeah,
it's fucking 24.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mine's 20 if I roll a one. Because I get a plus nine, yeah. So I'm just like...
It's like an awesome spell, but it does sort of like take away sneaking encounters, sort of. Like you don't... Because it's almost like you'd all have to roll a nat one at the same time, basically, to kind of like get to negate it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... And honestly, I think it is just like a way to reward parties that really focus in on it. Like you guys are a really fast, dexterous party.
Yeah.
And your like specialty is a smash and grab. You like get in when no one's looking.
That's how the show opens.
Cause yeah. so much chaos and then leave before anyone can find you.
We are the chaos crew.
Yeah. And like for someone like Krizik, whose whole thing is like establishing order and control.
Yeah, good luck.
The fact that there's like this like rebel cell of maniacs that he can't really pin down. They keep showing up, ruining a plan and then disappearing. It's like, yeah.
Where the fuck are they going next?
Yeah, you're like haunting him, basically. And yeah, I mean, obviously, I also, this is a very kind of like muddled arc because there's like a lot going on. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like we've taken a break from the main campaign to do like a side quest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like definitely like a B arc of like.
Right, no, it's a spider arc.
It's a spider arc.
It's ah! Okay. Insect jokes.
He's there. He's got it. But yeah, it's like we've kind of like taken a break from the main. Honestly, like. The Wizard City was so complicated and there were so many plots. It is very funny. You guys are like, can we just go like free some people? Like, that's kind of our speed. Are there people being oppressed by a tyrant? Because we love fixing that problem. Yeah. That's kind of our bread and butter. So
that's what we're good at.
I know. Obviously, I also just watched the Andor season 2. So French rebels are kind of like in my brain palace right now. So I really wanted to do one, even though we've already done an Underdark arc. This is totally for me. I just wanted you guys to.
The Underdark's a big place.
It's huge. Yeah. I actually think it's like underused in a lot of campaigns. Like,
it's a Kua Toa heavy campaign.
Very true. We got to like lean in. And it's like, you know, the first like major city you guys ever went to was the Underdark. So it kind of makes sense that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like the Underdark a lot. I've never run that book. I think it's Out of the Abyss, I want to say. It's like a very drow heavy book, but that's where Slubledrip originally shows up, I think, or whatever their version of it is. I don't know. I think I changed the name a little bit. I wasn't that creative, really. It's equally silly, I think. But yeah, I don't know. It was fun to go back a little bit. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for this next fight.
Yeah.
I have a plan.
Can't wait to be shot in the back of the head by Theo.
I know, like, Theo's like, I have a plan. I'm going to shoot my friends.
Turn on them.
Fucking 30-something damage to Bouncicles.
Yeah, Bouncicles is a thick boy. So for Bouncicles, I use the...
It was 22.
I use the Labyrinth Keeper Minotaur from Kobold Press. So he's got a hot 119 hit points.
How much does he have left?
Okay.
Now?
90-something.
97? 98?
Let's see here.
Hot 97.7?
He has 97 regular hit points and 10 temp from...
There you go.
He's got more than me.
If he dies, and you ever tell me you shot Bouncicles because you were goofing off, Toluca's going to have a bad day.
Toluca's had a string of bad days.
A worse day.
He also has like a really cool feature that like I forgot about that... I don't think I've ever seen on another like stat block. It's called Reckless Caster. At the start of its turn, the Minotaur Labyrinth Keeper can gain advantage on its spell attack rolls it makes during that turn, but attack rolls against it have advantage. So it's kind of like Reckless Attack, but for spells.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Does he have any good spells?
He's got Inflict Wounds. And
He can soup people with
me. So I think it'd be kind of fun if he like was like...
Oh, double soupening.
Yeah. You two both soup at the same simultaneous soupening.
You each cup a cheek.
I use the stank hand.
I might give you an extra like D8 or something.
Your hand is so stank, my friend.
You don't want to know where it's been.
He found out early.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry. It's okay.
How will I recover?
I don't know. I got so many fun treats for you. Bouncicles was the first one.
Yeah.
Like, here's your hulking Minotaur friend. Are you mad at me? He was always going to be here, but, you know, still.
You told me it was the axe. I was about to just kick the door down and use the flamethrower immediately.
Say hello to my little friend.
Just torch the entire middle of it.
We go in as a Bouncicles fucking husk.
Oh God, imagine if I was like, don't worry, Harut. I have something so fun for you next session. And it was just Bouncicles' corpse in a room.
I think I would have lost it.
You probably would have lost it. Yeah.
That would have been bad.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. We got it. It's great. It's all fine. We're good. All right.
Reggie's really got good. Some weird energy going through.
I think Reggie was like kind of chaotic, but then like Theo went full nutso and he was like, go to lock in now.
And then he shot Bouncicles and Reggie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like once Bouncicles got shot, it was like, Theo, Toluca's going to be really mad soon. So if he's going to be mad at anyone, I'd rather it be the demigod and not me, the tiny robot man.
It's fair.
But he's
it's
a little fair. Lad who likes berries and cream.
I know.
Remember that commercial?
I love that commercial. It was so annoying. Honestly, like, so it was, that was Starburst, right? Or Skittles?
Skittles,
yeah.
Skittles had a weird run of, like, kind of good commercials.
They had, like, a weird King Midas Skittles commercial. Yeah.
Taste the rainbow. Be the rainbow. Yeah. They're, like, aggressive.
Yeah, they're, like, mad about it. I'm surprised Skittles doesn't do more for Pride. I feel like it's like...
Right?
It's like right there.
It's fucking built-in marketing.
100%. What was the one where like the kid had like Skittles acne?
And oh,
like
ate Skittle pox.
Oh, God.
It's not contagious, right? No. And then, sir. That was a great ad.
Mm-hmm.
Remember commercials?
When they were good?
I just don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
I only see the ones on like streaming services. I don't pay for the ad-free stuff.
That's why I pay
for the ad-free. Zeus dating commercial with darts.
It's by far top five commercial.
One of the
all
best
time.
Commercials. You haven't seen it?
No. I don't see commercials anymore.
Oh my God. Well, no, it's old.
I'm a bougie cunt. I pay for one of my ad-free favorite
commercials. It's by far one of the best commercials of Zeusk? All time. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
it's a dating website.
And it was like a nurse and some woman were talking. Like, how'd that date go with the professional athlete? Okay. And it cuts to a bar with a guy with brands on his shirt stretching with darts. It's like, so is darts a real sport? I don't know. Are these real sponsors? And then he starts doing stretches. I'm getting stupid loose. I'm getting stupid loose. And then he just and whips the dart and it hits a guy in the shoulder. Guy winds back, goes, and throws his head on the desk and it falls to the ground. How have you not seen this great commercial?
It's amazing.
I don't know. All my commercial knowledge is from the 90s.
My favorite thing was when you brought it up for the first time. I was like, you're one of the only people I know that remembers that commercial.
Dude, it's so good. I showed it to Eric.
Yep.
And then I showed it to every one of my friends as like a initiation thing. I'm like, all right, we're close enough now. I'm showing you my favorite fucking commercial. Enjoy.
Oh, I love the idea of like a professional athlete, but it's a stupid sport, is my favorite.
It comes right up.
It's great.
It is the best commercial.
Everyone, real quick, go ahead and Google Zeus
commercial darts. Yeah. It comes first.
You just watch it right now. Turn up that volume.
I don't know if we can do that. I don't think we can do that.
I don't think we're allowed to.
We trust.
I don't know. Is Zeus a real thing now?
It's still
a thing. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, well, if Zeus ever goes out of business, I guess we can do it.
It's hilarious.
Zeus, if you need sponsors, by the way, I don't think you're gonna go out of business. We'll do it.
I already love that commercial. So.
Yeah, we're giving you free promo.
Yeah, Zeus. Everybody looking for love? Zeus.
Zeus.com
or is it an app?
I don't fucking know. I just know that commercial.
Do you guys remember that like bowling guy? Who was like,
I'm fucking blah. What the hell was his name?
He's so funny.
Dude. Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Dude, I just watched Tires season 2 and they bring that up and they say his name and now I can't remember it.
Yeah, I just like love that. I love like a stupid sport, but people take it super seriously.
It's Zeusk.com.
And there's actually a video. I think there's a video of like a darts player that's like talking mad shit also.
Pete Weber was his name.
That's the, okay, yep.
I'm Pete fucking Weber.
Who do you think you are? I am. Hits so hard. It makes no sense, but I feel it. Like, it's real to me.
So, many, many moons ago, I was working, and my foreman was a, like, pro-am candle pin bowler.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
Which, if you are from the New England or Eastern Canadian area,
you'll know
what candle pin is.
Yeah, that is. I always, it's one of those.
It's like baby bowling. It's bowling, but the ball is like
so small,
like
ski ball sized, kind of.
Yeah, like a ski ball or like almost too big softball.
Yeah, I mean you can hook those things.
I know. You bowl overhand with that fucking thing.
I love candle pin bowling though.
Candle pin fucking sucks.
It rocks. I mean, it doesn't, but because I only candle pin bowled forever. And then when I went real bowling, I was like, what 10 the
pin,
hell
baby.
Is this?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You finger blast that ball and just send it.
When I did bowling, I visited friends in Nashville and we went bowling one of the nights. And I like forgot how to hold a bowling ball for the whole first game. I don't know why. I was like grabbing it like with a hook hand. I was like
Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then I remember like someone watched me do my last thing. I bowled terrible. And they were like, why are you holding it like that? And I was like, I don't know.
Candle pin.
And then the next game I adjusted and got an immediate strike. And I was like, yeah, I'm the best bowler in the entire world. That's the thing that happens with bowling. If you get one strike in bowling, you're like, I think I could do this professionally. Like, I don't think it's that hard. But I think I'll always.
Who do you think you are? I'm fuck you up, Pete Weber.
I'm like, I think I'm gonna just get a strike for every time I do it forever now. Like,
you guys ever see a perfect 300 game? Because get ready.
Yeah. But no. And then I remember like I got a strike at the first one, and then the next one, I was like, okay, still bad. All right. That was a one time.
I am king of the gutters.
Yeah.
Oh, I suck at bowling so bad. Rough.
I really like bumper bowling. I know that that's like insane.
What are you, nine?
But yes, but it is fun to huck a candlepin bowl at the bumper and see if you can like ricochet it down the way to hit the, I like
have it hit dead center on the last bounce.
Yeah, are fun.
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Candlepin's one of those things that I didn't realize was only in New England.
It's New England, like Newfoundland, Canada.
I don't understand, same thing like, with slush.
Slush?
Yeah. And steak tips.
Yeah, I found out steak tips recently. That completely fucked me up. I was like, so the rest of the country is just throwing that part of the steak away? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
They just don't make them tips.
It's so weird.
They keep them big. They only eat big steak.
Yeah. Ew, big steak?
Big awesome steak. Tip.
No.
I want just the tip.
Yeah, but slush is a New England thing.
That's crazy.
You called it big steak.
Like, it's like corporation. Big steak.
Big steak.
Big steak doesn't want you to eat the tip. They're gatekeeping the tip. But yeah, New England's got a whole lot of weird ones. Steak tips, like a fluffer nutter, not a thing the rest of the country eats.
I never had one.
Really?
You're from here.
Yeah, didn't sound appealing to me.
Marshmallows, peanut butter?
I'm sorry. I don't want to be stuck licking the roof of my mouth for like 3 days straight.
You drink something with it.
That's going to help.
Yeah, a hearty glass of milk like a true American.
Strawberry quick.
Strawberry
just
quick?
Just have a sponge sandwich, all right?
Yeah, you heard me.
Do they have strawberry quick outside New England, or is it just that saying strawberry quick with the New England accent is the most fun way to say it?
I don't know, but I still got it at the house.
What was that? That, like, the Jack Chop commercial?
Jack Chop.
Jack Chop.
Have a strawberry quick. Like, rob a donkeys.
Rob a donkeys. Have a strawberry quick.
Yeah. Pop some OCs.
It is a pretty like weird chunk of the country.
Pretty sure he says that in there.
Pop some OCs.
Jack Chop.
I like that. Like New England, the dichotomy is great because it's like
Jack Chop.
We have all the schools, so it's like all the smartest people in the world live here,
and then the most ignorant morons you've ever met in your life.
The most ignorant assholes on planet Earth. But everyone's funny. Everyone's equally funny, which is great. So
I prefer the assholes.
Yeah, I've been to the rest of the country. It's for the fucking birds, not for me. I don't like it.
I need steak tips and buffalo chicken pizza.
I don't want big steak taking my tips away.
Every time I've been to California, I'm like, fuck you. Like, I do not like this weird energy. I remember like I was at a grocery store and they were like talking to me and I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? I have fucking places to be. It's insane you're starting a conversation here with me.
We have a whole religion based around tacos and you're saying fuck you to California?
Nah, the tacos are really good. They were really good. Yeah, they got tacos. They nail tacos. But, you know.
It's just so close to Mexico. How could you fuck it up?
How could you fuck it up? Well, that was a fun one.
It was for our Californian listeners.
Yeah.
Fuck you, eat a taco.
Yeah, fuck you. Be rude to people. It's more realistic and authentic.
Rudeness. Fucking fake assholes.
Be kind, not nice. That's kind of
take the tip.
Take the tip.
Stop being fake.
Don't let big steak take your tips away.
Don't let big steak acquire your tip.
Your tip.
Your luscious tip.
All right, we're getting off on a tip tangent.
We gotta stop. We promised we'd be better.
Shut up, Rich. I know. He fucking browbeat us after we fucking cut the recording. Ooh, we can't talk about X, Y, and Z anymore.
It was just.
And then the very next episode, yank them off and give them your tip.
It was like the most bare bones, like, hey, gang, maybe we should chill a little. Just like a hair.
Berated us.
It was a light berating. A casual, and I'm like, I'm the most guilty of it. So it was
after he had me fist a guy
lightly. Fist, all right,
lightly.
That was a forceful
fist. That was a forceful fisting, lightly prostate exam.
Okay, we got a nice spider fight to record. So how about you get us out of here, Mac?
Hey, everybody, I want to say thanks for listening. The rest of the country, do yourself a favor, cut your steak into tips. You won't be sorry. You're gonna marinate them too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Your choice, whatever you want. It's dynamite, teriyaki. You know, that's my personal favorite.
That's it? Just teriyaki?
That's my personal favorite. Okay.
Put a little yaki on your tip.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it like an Italian dressing. The sky's the limit. Any kind of dressing you got, cut your steak up into chunks, throw it in a bag overnight with your dressing.
The next day, so disappointed.
Some of that dressing's not going to work.
Experimentation. It's the spice of life.
It is the spice of life.
Throw them on your grill. Psh, psh. Quick. You don't want them too tender. You know, you're not. Come on. Nobody a fucking well done tip. Come on.
Are we five? Anyways,
yeah, you're going to love them. You're going to fucking love them, okay? Any restaurateurs out there?
You're going to love my nuts, just like the guy from
Slap
Chop said. You're
going to love my tip. So make sure you rate, review, subscribe, eat some tips, and keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.